when I went to back to work for Todd as the chief deputy for narcotics, I screened this case, investigated it with Marseilles PD, and they did a great job. Just a sad, sad situation. Individual himself, the defendant, had been using heroin. His grandson experimented with some minor drugs, marijuana and what have you. But he, meaning the defendant, ultimately provided heroin to his grandson, which was contained fentanyl. And unfortunately, he passed. It's a, what we call a drug-induced homicide. And his grandson was only 15 years old. And it's just a sad, sad situation.
We're usually, when we're talking about drug-induced homicide, I think most people are thinking about drug dealers, the people who sell it to them, and this was not that situation.
No, not at all. Not at all. And we've had several of those cases also. They're a lot more difficult to investigate because we have to have phone dumps with text messages, you know, evidence that the dealer knew or should have known that it was laced and with heroin, excuse me, with fentanyl. But, yeah, a very, very sad ending to the young boy's life.
Are you hoping this might send a message out there to people who are using drugs and maybe sharing them?
One would hope that, yes, the message would come home that, you know, you think you're buying one one thing and you're getting another, which is extremely, extremely lethal. It doesn't take a whole lot, even with a hardcore heroin user, to have a dose laced with fentanyl, you know, to end your life. It's just that dangerous.
And a lot of these dealers are actually mixing the fentanyl in there because it's to make up, I guess, for the heroin not being a very good quality.
That's correct. And it's, you know, I guess you have an unending supply of users and you don't really care, you know, whether you sell it to them once or twice or that's it. But it's a sad situation.
What would you want people to know if we haven't discussed it already?
From family members who have younger people who are experimenting, just for God's sakes, get involved early on, get them into treatment, and help them as much as you can. That's the best advice I can give.
And yeah, there are a lot of resources out there, but even they are overtaxed sometimes, so we have a big problem in this country.
Yes, we do. But there are resources available. They just have to reach out to them. Many organizations that are involved in prevention, treatment, they're all out there. They're all available.